Good morning, everyone. Hey, this is Brian from Surf Guru with your Wipeout Wednesday and Thursday Surf Report, brought to you by the Gnarly Charlie Grom Series. Hey, today on Wednesday, we have Need, a very lucky thigh, at about 9 seconds from the east-northeast. Summer wind patterns are kind of stick around today, starting southwest to start the day and switching southeast later in the day. Now, if you're up in North Florida, you might see some northeast winds pick up as the day goes on. That's going to add a little extra, little short period swell into the mix. Now, Thursday, the knee-high waves continue for most of the coast, but North Florida, you're going to be in that wind field up there, and looks like you might get a little mixed swell. Could be in the waist zone, but it's going to be a little choppy. Now, looking ahead, we may have a small trade swell kind of building on Friday and sticking around for the weekend. It's probably going to be in the thigh to maybe lucky waist zone. Some of these indicators on the buoy, you know, might be solid into the waist zone at about 78 seconds. But, you know, the things kind of change between the middle of the ocean and here. So, you know, kind of keep an eye on that. Now, some of the models are showing south of the Cape to kind of be out of the window of the swell. So I'm kind of keeping an eye on that because some of the other models are saying that it's going to be in the window of the swell. So a little bit of a disagreement between the models on that at the moment. But after that, we're going to kind of be back to smaller conditions, probably like about Tuesday or so. We might see a few leftovers on Monday, depending on how this swell kind of turns out. Because like I said, the trade winds are pushing this, and depending on how far they dip south, that's going to change the angle of the swell, and that's going to happen pretty quickly. So I'm probably not going to have 100% bead on this until like Friday or so. So anyway, I'll be back on Friday, let you guys know how that's going to turn out. And until then, be sure to check the cams. That's the best way to know what's going on in your favorite spot. And thanks again for checking out Surf Guru.